unlike the other song, this one's driven by the guitar this time.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're equal opportunity of instruments on this show.
Again, it's got that that kind of 80s, early 90s kind of feel.
Yeah.
Got Def Leppard-ish kind of, you know.
Feel like it needs like a squaling like A note or something. You know,
yeah,
something in there.
Yeah.
But.
All right. Awesome, man. Great way to end the week.
We all need that good
great
vibe
song.
Music.
Yeah, amen. We're listening to Beacon of Truth. I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and we're doing a special Beacon of Truth playlist edition today. We're looking at Maybe I'm Amazed by Paul McCartney and Wings. We'd love you to be part of the program. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Of course, we want to say congratulations to the Tri-State Catholic Radio in Jasper, Indiana, celebrating 9 years. Steve and Linda and the team at WTJW and all of your friends here at EWTN want to give you a big high five and thanks for all of your support and continuing in the Tri-State area.
All right. And I just want to say thank you again to Paul Chiaccia and for letting us use his studio, the Angry Catholic Studio. Here in Dallas, Pennsylvania, which is an affiliate of an EWTN affiliate out of Dubuque, Iowa, that runs a station here, and he has this like kind of a local program that he does from the studios here. So,
yeah.
I want to thank him once again for allowing us to use the studios to do the show today. All right, so this song was picked by Ace, you know, and this is just a great song. I mean,
yeah.
I have so many wonderful memories of this song. And I remember first hearing this, it was like the live version.
Oh, yeah.
Of the song. You know, so there's two versions, right, and that they play on the radio. But the one that has the deepest memories for me with regard to this particular song is the live version, which has a slightly different guitar solo than the record version. But why'd you pick this one, Ace?
Well, it's kind of twofold because it took on two different meanings at two different times in my life. The first time was being a part of the charismatic church that I was in Fort Wayne. We used to do regular Sunday services that were tied into a secular song. So the title or the theme of the song would tie into whatever the message that Pastor Ray was doing at the time. So we would literally sit and plan months in advance, just, okay, what's the big songs? Or what are the, you know, classic songs that tie in? You know, we're doing a series on this. And he was doing a series on the amazement of Christ. And so we started thinking of every song that, you know, had the word amazed or was something amazing. And so this song, of course, came up by default. And even though it's very much, for anybody who's seen him talk about this song, Paul said this is a song that he wrote for Linda in the early stages of their relationship. But when you think about it and put this through the filter, not only as a worship song, it really does take on a worship vibe and feel. Now, fast forward to my relationship with my wife now, as I think about my amazement of not necessarily my need for her, but in what she fills in my life that God knew that I needed, you know, and in his gathering of our relationship was 100% orchestrated by him, protected by him, all of that good stuff. So it took on a different meaning for me later in life because I was through the faith filter after doing it in a church. Because, you know, when the band performs Maybe I'm Amazed, if you're a first timer in that church, you're paying attention. You know, like you probably knew maybe none of the other worship songs, but that one, hey, that was great, you know, or you do a Nickelback or whatever it was that we were doing at the time. So I love this song. If you were to put it through, especially the opening, Maybe I'm Amazed at the Way You Love Me All the Time. I mean, to think about how God loves us, and if you're a parent, you understand how you love your child. So if he loves us more than that, it's only an inkling of how much love truly is wrapped around us in our creation, in planning our lives, orchestrating the will that he has for us, is 100% a love that we truly can't understand. It is amazing.
Yeah, and you know what? I'd love to hear from our listeners and our viewers today. If you're watching on YouTube, how were you amazed by God's love in your life?
Mm.
What is something that God did in your life that just amazed you.
Yeah.
When you felt desperate and God's love just came in and just grabbed you and just amazed you by his incredible, merciful love. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Now, there's a couple different ways I think about this, especially this first line that you mentioned, Ace. Baby, I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. It's kind of, in my mind, kind of twofold. One is I've met people who don't know how much they're loved.
Yeah.
Especially young people. I mean, that's one of the things that breaks my heart more than anything else. When I talk to young people, there's three things that I hear from them. Almost like they're desperately crying out. One, we want to hear the truth and we're not hearing it all the time, right?
Yeah.
Second, there's a disconnect, a serious disconnect between their faith and their everyday lived experience. What is all that stuff at the altar, all this confession? What does that have to do with my life every day?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they're sacramentalized but not evangelized. They know stuff about Jesus, but they don't know Jesus deeply, personally, intimately.
Mm-hmm.
But the third thing, and the saddest of all, they have no idea how much God loves them.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just two. So maybe God is saying to them, I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. Like God's love, God's the one who initiates the love. I mean, that's why everything exists,
yeah,
as an overflow of God's love. And that's how everything came into existence. So God spills that love out. And then what's our job? To return that love.
Yeah.
By in covenant, Scott Hahn talks about so brilliantly, in covenant relationship, complete gift of self, the complete offering of ourselves back to God, in imitation of the Trinity, right? Because the family on earth is the image and likeness of the family in heaven. So that gift, and that's what the cross is about, that complete gift of self. That was an act of love.
Mm-hmm.
Christ on the cross is an act of love. It looks brutal and all that kind of stuff, but it's an actual act of love because God is giving everything. And we should be, when I look at the cross, I'm amazed that God loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us. To me, that's amazing.
Yeah. Well, and even you go to the next line of that song, you know, maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you. And I think that sometimes hits us, you know, when we truly understand that love that we have for him, we're afraid by it. Like, am I supposed to love him this much? Like, because again, yeah, every day we're learning something new about our relationship with him and going deeper with him. And you get to the point, or at least I've gotten to the point, where I cannot see my life without that love, and where he loved me when I didn't understand it. And now to be in a place where I can't imagine a day that I'm not doing something that shows that love.
That's good.
So there's a little bit of an element of fear that can be when you love something or someone this much. It's like, what do I do with this? Can I show my love large enough? Can I show it quick enough? Can I show it lavishly enough?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is hard to do. We talked about marriage before, right? And and Wendy on YouTube wrote in, said that so true. I kept my faith even though I'm married to a Protestant, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's gonna be so that love goes through difficulty, right? Because when Christ went to the cross, that was part of that act of love as well.
Yep.
Right. So love, it also involves suffering. I love this next line. Maybe I'm amazed the way you pulled me out of time.
Mm.
That's deep, you know, because God exists outside of time,
yep,
outside of space, right? But still, even though he created everything from supermassive black holes, which are 100,000 times bigger than our sun,
mm-hmm,
to the smallest subatomic particles and neutrinos, and he exists exists outside of all of that, he still loves us personally and intimately.
Yeah.
That's absolutely mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. Now, what do you think of this next line? You hung me on a line.
Well, I mean, obviously, as I interpret it in my own life, there are moments where it's almost like, okay, you want to go do this thing? I'm going to let you go out on this line, and I'm going to let you experience the thing that's your dream or the relationship that you think is the be-all, end-all, so that you can see that you were wrong. But I'm allowing it because, again, free will, he lets us go and do the thing sometimes so that we can see that we didn't need it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. And, of course, maybe I'm amazed at the way I really need you.
Yeah.
Right? When we come to that point, we recognize the only one that can help me right now is God. Mm. You know, there's so many things in life that I want, but what do I really need?
Yeah.
And at the foundation of everything that we need is that foundational relationship of intimacy with God.
Amen.
From that foundation, all of our needs have purpose now.
Yeah.
All of our needs make sense. And we can filter out those needs that we think is a need, but it's really not a need. It's a want. It's not a need.
Yeah.
Those things that we need bring us closer into that relationship with God, right? This is a special Beacon of Truth playlist. Today we're talking about Maybe I'm Amazed by Paul McCartney and Wings. And we want you to tell us what happened in your life. How did God amaze you by his incredible, powerful, merciful love? Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Paul is calling from Houston, Texas, listening on our good friends at Guadalupe Radio. Paul, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Yes, thank you. That song reminds me exactly what y'all are making reference to, the amazement of God's love. You know, after the early part of my life, I felt, you know, maybe there wasn't love for us, you know, or for me at a time, and it just came out of nowhere. It didn't come out of nowhere. It came when I asked God to provide a good Catholic person for me, and he did. He did. I always just think about, you know, the pursuit of love when I used to hear the Who's "Love Reign Over Me," where the person is crying for love.
Yeah.
And now I'm amazed. I'm amazed with what I've been blessed with. I'm amazed at the family I have now with the amazing wife that I was blessed with.
Oh,
and that's God's
Jesus.
Amazing mercy when you ask for what you want and need. He just waits for you to ask.
Yeah, great point. I love it. What a beautiful call, Paul. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is why we do these every once in a while. You know, we sprinkle in these shows about taking songs. You see, because this really opens a door for people to be able to see God in a different way, to be able to connect to God
yeah.
at a different level in their life or in their heart. And then take that and transfer that love into a relationship, as Paul so beautifully talked about.
Well, and I love too, you know, when we look for we look for openings of evangelism to talk about how a song, especially if it's a song that everyone knows, and how it's touched you or affected you emotionally in some way, or gave you a veil lifting moment of I saw God differently. And ironically, it was in this song, you know,
yeah.
and it's such a connecting point, because especially like for me, you know, my friends, my common Beatle friends, anytime we get to talking about music and the songs that affect us and move us, it brings us closer together and a better understanding of each other's headspace when we know, oh, they're a fan of this album or this song, or, you know, because it's hard as a musician to say this is my favorite song. I can say there was a season where this album or this song affected
yeah.
me and why, and what I learned from it. But again, evangelism moments don't have to be, here, let's go through the book of Mark. It could be, let me tell you where God worked in my life. And if he moved in a song that's, you know, 3.5 minutes, 4.5 minutes long, and you just praise and worship, or you sobbed, I mean, I love when he moves me like that. It's my
yes.
favorite.
Yeah, I love that. Well, we're talking about, this is a Beacon of Truth playlist. This is Beacon of Truth. I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. A special Beacon of Truth playlist today. We're looking at Maybe I'm Amazed by Paul McCartney and Wings. And we'd like you to call in and tell us, how did God amaze you? Hmm. How did he amaze you with his love, with his mercy? You know, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And then we have the chorus. Baby, I'm a man. Maybe I'm a lonely man who's in the middle of something that he doesn't really understand. I'm a man, and you're the only woman who could ever help me. Won't you help me to understand? You know, my mind went immediately to Genesis chapter 2.
Yeah, we just talked about this the other day.
So God creates the man, Ha'adam in Hebrew, but he created what St. John Paul II called this original solitude. He understands that he's superior to all God's creation. He can he knows that God put him in charge of everything that he created. He can understand that himself. He can know himself. He can know himself in relation to God. But he has nobody to share it with.
Yeah.
And so what does God do? Creates a woman, right? Because I'm a man, and he said, you're the only woman. So we see that balance, even in the words themselves in Hebrew. You know, image and likeness, selem and demuth, male and female words to describe the reality of that intimate connection between love and life that God created with a man and a woman. That fundamental and intrinsic unity within the complementarity of their being.
Mm-hmm.
And through that matrimonial covenant, in a sense, they perfect and complete each other, in a sense. Anticipating Revelation 19:9, the wedding feast of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where God, the eternal bridegroom, will give love and life to his bride forever in heaven. That's where my mind went when I hear the chorus of this song.
Well, you and I have talked about this many occasions on and off the show, is the things that we had prayed for in our spouse, the things that were between the things we asked for that we didn't even know we needed. Like, there are things in my wife, Tawny, that's about who she is and what I need from her in moments in our relationship that I never even thought to pray for. But God's like, I got you.
Yeah.
You want these things? Okay, I hear you. Even if you say it jokingly. And it's a great conversation to always be having with him. God, it'd be great if I had a woman like so-and-so, you know, or if I, you know, the way they love each other, I want a relationship like that. Okay, he hears you. He's opening your heart to the thing he wants for you. And then to show you all the little nuances, it's my favorite.
Oh, beautiful. All right, Beacon of Truth playlist today, Maybe I'm Amazed by Paul McCartney and Wings. Let's go to Pam calling from Colorado, listening on Sirius XM 130. Pam, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you, Deacon. I'm just calling to share that the way God amazed me was after 25 years of infertility, I got pregnant at 45, had a beautiful son a week before my 46th birthday, and he's healthy and beautiful. We love him so much, and he brought us back to the church.
Wow. What? That is awesome. That is amazing. That is a beautiful testimony, witness to the power of God's love. All those years of infertility, 25 years, and God brings you a son. Oh, how, you know, my mind goes back to the Old Testament, right? Samuel's mom, Hannah, who they mocked her and ridiculed her, not because, you know, she was pregnant like they do in our culture today. They made fun of her because she couldn't get pregnant. Right? And what did she do? She prayed to the Lord, and God gave her a son, Samuel, one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament. And so God did the same beautiful thing for you, and that is an amazing. Oh, Pam, thank you so much for sharing that with us. What a beautiful witness and testimony. Let's go to Timothy calling from St. Louis, Missouri, listening on Covenant Radio. Timothy, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Well, thank you, Deacon. How are you this fine day?
Doing well, my friend. Thank you.
Well, I'm calling because mine is It's really hard to talk about, but I'm coming to grips with it daily. Never felt closer to God until, and supposed especially, baby, I'm amazed. Am I ever really amazed? I lost my 40-year-old son 7 months ago tomorrow. And
I'm so sorry.
And, well, thank you. I will tell you that each day I pray the rosary. I go to the cemetery twice a day, and I listen on EWTN, Covenant Radio Network here in St. Louis, and I say the rosary. And it's brought me, even I told my Catholic priest who laid my son to rest, he did such a beautiful ceremony, and I told him, I said, Father, he said, I never felt, and I was born and raised Catholic, but drifted away from the church. But when I lost my Stephen, I've come so closer to God. It's just so emotional. And it's a beautiful thing. I've never felt closer to God in my life. And I know that Stephen is with me all the time, watching over me with God in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I'm just so moved and filled with emotion and spirit. And it's just a beautiful feeling. But losing your son is not, but someone so close to me, my best friend. And so it's an emotional thing. And yes, that song, every time I hear that song, and since you guys were talking about it today, Deacon, it moved me. And I actually just left the cemetery a little while ago after saying the rosary, because after the rosary, it goes right to your show. So,
beautiful, beautiful. Oh, Timothy, what a beautiful call. And please be assured that I will remember your son when I pray Vespers this evening for repose of his soul and for you and for your family and all of our listeners who have lost children. You know, as a parent, you always think you're going to outlive your kids, or your kids are going to outlive you, because that's the way it should be. But that beautiful witness, Timothy, finding strength in God's love and becoming closer to him after the loss of your son, what a beautiful testimony. And this, see, calls like this is why we do this show. Beautiful. Gabe is calling from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Gabe, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Oh, hi, my beloved Deacon Harold. I just told me, how hasn't my beloved Lord loved me? How hasn't he? He has loved me every which way, sideways, upside down, and backwards. I call myself the woman at the well living the life of Job. So literally, I had everything taken from me. My health back in 2020, and then unjustly my job. Then I lost my car, but praise God, he gave me a better one, a mom's soccer car, Crosstrek Subaru. And then I became disabled. I didn't know that was going to happen. I thought I was going to be able to get a job. And then I lost my house. I was evicted from my own home. Anyway, here's the thing. God loved me through all of that. And guess what? I got to experience all of those things, homelessness, loss of health, loss of job, all the losses you could imagine, loss of family. I've lost so many people. And yet, in all that, he carried me, carrying my cross. And Deacon Harold, I'm not a skinny girl, and it's because of my disabilities. I'm a skinny girl inside. And, you know, when I think about maybe I'm amazed, you know, I know the nothingness of who I am, just like Job. You know, when he said to Job, you know, where were you when I did all of these things? And it's like, you know, Job is deeply humbled. It's like, yeah, he was unjustly accused, and he never lost his face. He never cursed God, but yet he needed to be humbled and not, you know, be, you know, enamored, or not enamored, but, you know, stuck in his, you know, the victimhood that he'd been given, you know, the testing. And yet God blessed Job better. What is the last scripture? And God blessed Job more than his beginning, you know. Yes. And I know that's something I'm living into.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for that call. Beautiful. I mean, what a wonderful witness to all the people listening to the program that gives them hope in the power of God's love. Let's try to squeeze in one more call. Liz calling from Dallas, Texas, listening on the TuneIn radio app. We got 2 minutes left, Liz. Welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Yes, thank you for having me. There are several things I'd like to share, but the two main things that I want to share, how God's been amazing in my life, is I've been married for 18 years through court. Prayed for many, many years to be able to go to communion and marry through church. I finally was able to accomplish that a year ago. We are having the best relationship we've ever had. My husband's become involved in the church, and it's beautiful. And that's one thing. The other thing, my daughter has walked away from the church. She's 28 now. I've prayed for a long time for her to meet someone good. She's dating somebody Catholic, so I'm still praying that they continue. But that's a prayer that God had answered. And I want to add one last thing is when I was young, had two abortions. And I know now that God has forgiven me, that he loves me, and he's blessed me with three beautiful kids and a beautiful family.
What a beautiful way to end the show. Thank you for that witness, Liz.
As we continue our musical journey, it also leads to a deeper spiritual journey. You can always check out more episodes of the Beacon of Truth playlist at EWTN.com/podcast or wherever you like to stream. You can also listen to Beacon of Truth live with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.